Blog Talk Radio.
What's up? This is Lamar speaking. King Lamar, your host with the mostest. Okay, tonight we're going to be talking about family. Haters from the inside. I had Marvin set up the show, but that's what I wanted to end up calling it. Family, haters from the inside. Because a lot of times, you know, you have some toxic family members. It's not just friends and enemies, but the thing is, they come from the inside to attack you or whatever. I've had many cases in my lifetime where we had, you know, where I've had issues with either family members and friends have had issues with family members. It's kind of a toxic situation. It's sad, too, because these are a lot of times the people you trust. Now, the number to call in now is 516-418-5541, 516-418-5541. It's Black Men Talk Radio. Okay. Now, we definitely want you to call in and talk about this topic because, you know, this is something that people, you know, most people have this issue. Most people have issues with, you know, a brother or a sister or something of that nature. This is something that every person, you know, has an issue with. All right, so let me get into what I was going to talk about tonight. Let me just pull my notes up here. All right, all right, we already spoke a little bit about family members, but there's one reason they always do get out of pocket, is because they think they can't get cut off. Now, that's the problem with family. You know, they feel, a lot of people carry that philosophy that, oh, family is forever, you know, it's supposed to be people you trust. I think that, you know, just because you share the last name or share the same parents with somebody, that doesn't mean that they're going to become a good person, you know. And sometimes it's best to cut these toxic people off. I can't really stress this enough because it's like, when somebody, you know, men are compelled by necessity. But when somebody thinks that they can do no wrong in their life or do no wrong, this always is going to end up causing a problem for them. It's always going to end up. And I mean, they'll do things that a regular person or a friend of yours knows they can't get away with. Now, this is a big issue with family members. And I've had this issue myself or whatever, right? Because, like I said, everybody has a black sheep. But let's get into this a little bit, right? I have a couple friends, so I'll just, I mean, I'm not going to say their name because I'm, you know, because I'm respectful of them, right? But I've had a couple friends that have had a lot of issues, you know. I have one that I'm going to talk about now, you know. One of the brothers, this is a set of brothers, and by the way, all brothers that I have dealt with, or, you know, when I dealt with a pair of brothers, for some reason I get, you know, my friends come in pairs or whatever. I end up meeting the family and I get cool with, you know, the family, you know, with the brother, the sister, or whatever, you know. Excuse me. Okay. So, this one brother, you know, the oldest brother, you know, he had a lot of issues in life. You know, he got a bad deal. He had a bad situation with his baby mother or whatever. You know, he kind of was the kind of guy that let, you know, let women do bad things to him, you know. And the young brother seemed to see that, you know, and he chose a different life path. I think to this day he still doesn't have any kids. We didn't fall out, but we kind of lost touch. I might get at him after the show just because I've said that. But what would happen all the time is I would go over their family's house because I was cool with them, and they would always end up fighting. But the younger brother would always do something to provoke the older brother, and I kind of saw this, you know, and I kind of saw, you know, how the whole situation played out. You know, the younger brother would provoke the other brother would blow up, and then the family would attack him. You know, the family would be, you know, because I guess you could call it that he was the black sheep. Excuse me. I had to light my cigarette. He was the black sheep. So, you know, I mean, he would blow up. I was like, you know, I don't want to get in between two brothers. But, you know, you have a, you know, if your family gets out of pocket, you know, especially between brothers, y'all grew up fighting each other or whatever, right? He would blow up at him. I was like, why don't I, you know, I was thinking to myself, why do you blow up at him? Just hit his ass, you know. I mean, that's not, I don't condone violence between brothers. But, I mean, the situation, I could see it. You know, the other one took pride in antagonizing or annoying the other one, and to the point that he would, you know, that it would blow up, and then it would turn into something. Now, with this particular situation, this is something I've seen a lot. It always seems to be the younger brother that gives the older brother an issue. So I'm gonna cut that one right there, and okay. Yeah, all right, we're going to go to the next one, and we're going to talk about, you know, an uncle I had. He's kind of like the black sheep of the family as well. And, you know, it's just because, I mean, I'm going to put it to you this way, right? Now, you should always think of yourself first, but, you know, put your own interests ahead of everything. You know, try to get yourself built up, because once you build yourself up, then you're in a position to maybe help another person. I mean, if that's what you want to do. But I have an uncle, and I mean, he's doing well now. But his whole thing is a little bit, you know, his view is a little bit skewed or whatever. The whole family tries to help him, and once he gets a little bit ahead, you know, he forgets where he came from, you know, or he forgets the people that tried to help him. It's like, you know, help me and then F you, you know. And this is something that I see a lot, especially in, you know, black families or whatever. You know, a person will be very needy. And then, I mean, he's not needy. I mean, until recently, he this is when he began having problems. Or until, like, you know, the last couple of years, this is when he began having problems. But, you know, he kind of did the whole thing to himself. And, you know, when people end up trying, like I said, when people end up trying to help him, he ends up, you know, once he gets, And once he gets afloat, it's like, you know, F everybody or whatever. And, I mean, I don't like that. And he kind of looks down on people and all that type of stuff. But this is another thing, you know, because I've seen this, and I know that people are creatures of habit, and I've seen a lot of I've seen this happen a couple times. Once I notice a pattern, I try to stop it or whatever. And you know, it was to the point, if I had really control of the situation, you know, I probably would have cut him off and then been like, okay, but you know, I gotta let him back in because he's really not that bad, you know. There's a whole lot worse black sheeps out there, and you know, he's definitely not the worst one, but you know, he's the type, you know, that'll tear you down, you know, talk shit about you, you know, when he gets a little bit more, you know, once he gets a little bit more money, and you know, people that are just in the same situation as him, he'll look down on them or whatever. But this is a common thing that's in, you know, in a lot of black, you know, in a lot of black men. Okay. So let's move on to our next topic, because that's about, you know, I already spoke about this, that brothers fight amongst each other, you know. Okay, so I already spoke about that. Okay, and why brothers fight, because they've been fighting forever. Hold on 1 second. They've been fighting since the beginning, really, because if you really think about it, right, they end up having to compete for the affection of the parents, or the attention. Not really, I mean, affection and attention go hand in hand, but they end up fighting for the attention of the parents. You know, a lot of times the parents will cater towards the younger brother or the younger of the siblings, so the older one has to. You know, he has to fight to get noticed. And so this actually causes trouble. I mean, not trouble, but tension. You know, even when you're children, it causes tension. And then when it grows, you know, when you grow up, you know, that tension still follows there. Like I said, I don't know any pair of brothers that gets along or it's really, really harmonious. Usually the two brothers move away from each other. They might be cordial with each other. However, they're not, you know, they're not like the best of friends or anything like that, you know, because a lot of people say, oh, your brother is, you know, your brother is supposed to help you, your brother's supposed to have your back. I mean, I'm sort of like an only child. I do have a stepsister. We, you know, we talk on and off, whatever, but she does her thing, I do my thing. There's no beef there or whatever. We're just busy people, you know. You know, we're diligent people, and that's really how it's supposed to be, you know. So we'll come together, you know, maybe a holiday or something like that. But there's no beef in between there, you know, because I think brothers, you know, brother and sister end up getting along a little better than two brothers. But, hey, all I'm telling you is my observation, because I haven't had another brother. So I'm not, you know, maybe I'm not the best person to speak on this, but this is my observation from knowing pairs of brothers, you know. When they end up, when they end up competing for the parents' affection, when that tension happens, you know, I believe that ends up carrying over, because I always see that, you know, the youngest brother is usually the most cunning or the most clever, because he gets to watch all of the other brothers make the mistake. And when they get to see him make the mistake, they get to understand and learn things a little bit better. So they end up being a little bit, I don't want to say smarter, but a little bit more savvy than the other brothers. And even then, they end up, I think he set this up only for 15 minutes, the show. I think the show's gonna end in a minute. Okay, I'm just gonna keep talking. If it lets me keep going, then I'm gonna just keep going with it or whatever, right? So, yeah. Like I said, they end up being a little bit more savvy, and you know, they use that against their older brother, because you know, they'll pick and pick at the brother, and then or the older brother, and then when the other brother comes back at them, always the. What's going on here? Okay, I think the show is about to end. I think it's about to end on me. Okay. Let me see what happens in this next 3 seconds. Okay. Okay, no. Okay, I think I'm still going on here. All right, let me just bring this back to what I was talking about. It was a little bit distracting because the show, it looked like it's...